Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast. On this episode, we are going to be talking about toilets. Yes, toilets. And how that issue is a lot bigger issue than maybe we think about in our day-to-day lives. And with me today is Katie, who is a sixth grade student from Frankfurt International School. And this is an issue she's quite interested in. So I'm really excited to hear from her and see what led her to be passionate about this issue and what we might be able to learn about the importance of toilets. So, Katie, you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah. So, my name is Katie. I'm from Singapore and Wales. I am currently going to Frankfurt International School in Germany. And I believe that toilets are something that's very important. And it's something we take for granted. And it's just something that people need to start thinking about and looking into.
I absolutely agree. It is definitely something we take for granted. It is something that many of us listening to the podcast just assume we're going to have no matter where we are. And that's not the case for everybody in the world. I want to start by asking, how did you become interested in this topic? What got you passionate about this issue that you wanted to do something about it?
Well, it all started one day, Sunday morning, I was going to church and I went to use the bathroom, and in the bathroom, I saw a toilet twinning certificate on the wall, and I became curious about it. So when I got home that day, I searched it up, did some research, and that's really where it all began.
So what is toilet twinning? What does that mean?
Toilet twinning is an organization that builds toilets all around the world for people who need them. And they also supply education for people around the world that just need it.
That sounds like a really cool organization. Just want to kind of back things up a little bit and think about what's the impact in communities when some people don't have access to a safe toilet?
On toilet twinning, you are able to find a video, and this video shows a story about a woman named Bewilly, and her daughter went into the bush because they don't have any bathrooms. So when she went into the bush to relieve herself, one day she was bitten by a snake, and she has felt weaker ever since. And a few months after that, she was attacked and raped, and she found herself pregnant later on, and she had to leave school because of it.
What a tragic story. So this is a young girl in this story, and this is some pretty awful things that happened to her. I was thinking, too, as I was kind of thinking about talking to you today, that there's so many other issues as well. Like, that's a really personal story and a really tragic story, and I'm sure not an uncommon story. But even thinking about the big picture, like, water is so important to communities. We need it for drinking. We need it for washing. We need it for all kinds of things. And sanitation is really important. And if we're not using safe toilets, and some of our waste can get into our water, and that can lead to all sorts of problems, E. coli, and that sort of thing. And when we think about water, I wonder, how does this issue kind of connect back to something like Sustainable Development Goal number 6, where they're thinking about water and those goals kind of heading towards 2030?
Yes. So by 2030, we hope that everyone in the world will have access to safe water, but we're not sure if we're really going to meet those numbers, because there are currently 1.7 billion people in the world who do not have access to that. And when I started toilet twinning, there was 2.3 billion.
That's a lot. That's a really big number. And when we think about it, the Sustainable Development Goals came out in 2015. So here we are in 2022, and we're halfway there, and we still have a really long way to go. What sort of things need to happen for us to meet that goal, to kind of catch up with this particular sustainable development goal?
As you know, not many people know about how many people need toilets and how many people do not have access to clean water and proper sanitation. Everyone needs to play their part and put in a little bit of effort. So if everyone in the world just puts only one toilet, it will already make a big change for that person's family and community and their education.
I think that's true. I think if we all kind of play a part and we all take action, we can really have an impact on this issue. I know there's one organization, it's called Kiva, and what they do is they provide financing for people in countries or in situations where they don't have access to that. And a lot of people are looking for loans to put a proper toilet into their house. And that's something that I know I personally have been able to support people kind of doing that kind of work. But thinking about this through the lens of the SDGs, and I'm really curious to know more about what kind of things could we do, like working with a group like Toilet Twinning, to get involved in our own local communities?
Well, myself, I think it's a nice idea. You can spread the word in many different ways. And on the Toilet Twinning website, they give you ideas about how you can raise money, and just bringing it up with your family, your friends, is already making an impact. Just spreading the word.
I really like that idea of doing something to raise awareness, because this is an issue, just like we talked about earlier, that a lot of people don't really think a lot about. And we all kind of take for granted when this is not a personal issue for us, when we have access to a safe toilet and the sanitation systems that goes along with that. We don't often give it a lot of thought. So doing something to raise awareness, maybe in our schools, might be something we could really do to kind of have an impact and maybe even raise some money to help people get their own safe, clean toilets. And I wonder, maybe even using media or something like that, we might be able to do. I know they have a really impactful video you were talking about on the Toilet Twinning website. I also saw a video on the UN Toilet Day website. And for those who don't know, UN Toilet Day is coming up on November 19th. This is a great way to get involved and make a difference for probably not a huge amount of money. How much would it cost for someone who doesn't have a toilet to get a safe toilet put into their house?
Well, in their own house, it's probably depends where you are, but to twin a toilet, it's only £60.
So that's not a huge investment. And we're thinking what the difference we can make for only £60.
Yeah, and £60 isn't just to make the toilet. It's educating people on sanitization and, yeah.
One of the things I read earlier as well is there's a lot of children who die quite young from issues around poor sanitation. They end up getting diarrhea and get very dehydrated when they're drinking contaminated water. And by, just like you're talking about, by having education connected to getting clean toilets into people's houses and safe toilets into people's houses, we can really make a huge difference in people's lives. Katie, can you tell me a little bit about your journey with Toilet Twinning and the work you've been able to accomplish over the last couple of years?
So I began in 2018. And I set myself a goal to twin 100 toilets. And it was a challenge. And it was something that I was very enthusiastic about. So we started in 2018 and we were able to finish it in 8 months. When we think about it, just one toilet is helping a person's education, their family, their community, and the future of their community. And toilet twinning doesn't just raise funds for toilets. You can start small. You can twin a soap. You can give soap. You can give them taps. And just something like that will affect and it will make an impact.
Absolutely. And I am really amazed. That's a great accomplishment for you personally to be able to twin toilets. in that, like, that's a lot. So that's, it's really amazing. As a middle school teacher for a lot of my teaching career, and you being a middle school student, is it challenging to talk about toilets to an audience of your peers?
Sometimes it is, because we are so privileged, and around this age, some people are making toilet jokes and stuff, but it really is a serious problem. And what I did, I find the first thing is to talk about it with your family, your parents, maybe your teachers and your friends. And like, what I did is when I heard about this course, I ran for class president, which got me kind of at a higher level where I could communicate with some adults, which would lead on to giving me the opportunity to talk about it in front of other students.
At Frankfurt International School, there is a really exciting change maker program where we have a lot of students who are concerned about global issues and really moving along that journey of becoming global citizens. And it just seems like such a great spot for you to be, to get involved in a program like this and to bring some other students to your cause. And really, just like all change makers, we want to be having an impact and making a difference. So it's really inspiring to listen to your work. And hopefully we'll be able to hear more about it at the Changemaker Conference that will be held at Frankfurt International School coming up in March of 2023. And this would be a great opportunity as well for you, I think, to share your passion and run a workshop and get some other people involved in this program. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And there are even more things. And just this Sunday, FIS will be holding an Apple Fest at the school where I will be raising money and raising awareness about toilet twinning by selling mochis.
Fantastic. Why is it important to invest in more adequate sanitation systems? Like, thinking about the big picture, like, maybe this is something that governments might be able to get involved in. What benefits are there from investing in adequate sanitation systems, including toilets?
Just something like toilets, it can affect the future of families and communities all around the world. And it's really becoming a big problem. And it disproportionately affects girls and women all around the world. And it's something that governments can also take into mind.
I'm hearing another connection to another sustainable development goal, SDG 5, thinking about gender equality. Can you elaborate a little bit on how this issue is of a bigger concern for women and girls?
Yes. So there's an article that I read up, and it was about how some girls in India were raped and murdered just from going to the bathroom. And this is mostly happening to girls all around the world, just like the Willy's daughter. It's just very worrying to have this happening to people around the world and something like this affecting their education.
Extremely worrying and having a lot of impact there, because you're right. Like, when you want to use the toilet, it's something you want to do privately. So these girls are going off to do that privately, and that leaves them in a very vulnerable situation. I think also we can think about connections to menstruation and this idea of period poverty and girls not having an adequate way to go through their menstrual cycle with dignity. One of the students I've connected with in Uganda, her name is Nantume, and this is a big issue for her in her village. And they've only recently got access to safe drinking water through some work that her and her brother have been doing. But she is also an advocate for gender equality and for the welfare of women in her community. And this idea of toilet twinning has a lot of connection to the work that she's doing there as well. What's a call to action that we might leave our listeners with? Something that we want to inspire them to take action on this issue. What would you say to people who are listening who are concerned about this issue and want to make a difference and want to do something about people not having access to safe sanitary toilets?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to start taking action. Don't think maybe just because, even if you think, well, I'm only in sixth grade, I'm still in school, you can still take action at any age and really think about someone else's perspective, walk in someone else's shoes. And the way I did it, Scott, is just by starting to try spread the word, take in any opportunity that I could to get the word spread and get other people inspired.
I'm certainly feeling inspired listening to you talk about what you're passionate about and listening to how important this issue is. If our listeners want to get involved with toilet twinning, we will put the website and their contact information in the show notes so you can reach out and make a difference in the lives of, just like Katie said, we're talking 1.7 billion people. So this is a big issue. Katie, it's been such an amazing opportunity for me to have a conversation with you today about toilets and this really important issue that we have to address as a global society to get all people access to safe sanitary toilets by 2030 to really reach our sustainable development goal target for SDG 6. I am really inspired by the work that you're doing in your local community to raise awareness for this issue and raise funds to really kind of make a difference in people's lives. So thanks so much for taking some time to join me on the podcast today. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Scott, for having me as well. It's really been nice just having a chat about it and being able to spread the word further.
Hi, this is Scott. So amazing to listen to Katie talk about her experience with toilet twinning and the amazing accomplishments that she's had as such a young change maker. This is work that she engaged with in elementary school and continues as a sixth grade student. Think of the skills that she's been able to build through this experience, the leadership skills, project management and organizational skills, public speaking skills. The list goes on. What if we were able to bring this into our schools, this level of engagement, this level of commitment, this level of perseverance, to see a project like this for the long term and to have a kind of impact that Katie has been able to have? Might that fit in PYPX, personal projects, CAS, so many opportunities where we can engage students in projects like this that address a world need and build on the interests and skills and passions of our students? When we bring that together, we can accomplish so much. How might we bring these into existing units in our schools? The International School Nido de Águilas in Santiago, Chile has a really cool idea that they're working towards at the moment in their elementary school. They're trying to integrate NGSS science standards, C3 social studies, and the UN SDGs to bring this kind of learning into the classroom. And I'm really excited to see where that leads. In the show notes, please do check out Katie's link to toilet twinning and learn how you can make a difference in this important cause. Working towards SDG 6 and ensuring that having access to a clean sanitary toilet is something that everybody in our global society has. Also, check out a link to the Changemaker Conference that is hosted and run by students at Frankfurt International School coming up in the new year in March. Perhaps your school or your students might be able to get involved in this conference and build their skills as changemakers. If you're feeling inspired, connect with Inspire Citizens, book a call with us, subscribe to our podcast, share this episode out on social media and in your professional learning communities, and see how you can empower the next generation of leaders and changemakers in your classroom. Thanks for making a difference in the lives of your students and the people in your community.
Thank you for listening to the Empathy to Impact podcast.